You're listening to WDOT Port Washington. You're on the dots.
Hello, everyone.
This is the end of the year show for the afternoon class. And we're going to be talking about an orientation for some of you ninth graders, soon to be ninth graders, coming into school. That's right. If you're in eighth grade and you're listening to this, you may be thinking, hey, I'm really scared about coming into high school. Because high school is a very ferocious place where the kids are old and the classes are hard. But we're here to dispel some of the myths of high school. And I'm going to welcome in the host of the show, DJ Arnstein. Arnstein, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Claff. I'm Andrew. I'll be your host. And we have a bunch of topics to go over.
Are you, before we get into that?
Me?
No, I am interrupting you because as the host, we must introduce you. Now, you're a sophomore.
Yes.
Would you say you, when you were an eighth grader, you were scared, very scared, or just terrified of coming to high school?
Honestly, I was very nervous during the summer. I didn't know what to expect, but it's very easy. It's a lot easier. You shouldn't be nervous, and just come with a confident, positive attitude, and you'll be fine.
All right, so tell us about what's going to be on our agenda today as we try to delve into what is Schreiber High School.
Well, we're going to have Mr. Eddie Chang and Robbie Arthur talking about academics, and then myself and Schmeegs will be talking about scheduling. Mal will be talking about clubs, and we'll have Logan and Doskis with the great sports program over here at Schreiber. So, first we're going to start off with academics. Let's go over to Eddie Chang and Robbie Arthur.
Hey, we're going to start with the 85% rule. If you miss more than 15% of your classes, you will fail, unless you make it up. Any unexcused absences, like cutting, cannot be made up. Excused absences include sickness, emergency, or field trips. And don't cut class, it's not worth it. You'll get a detention if you cut.
Yeah, we also have a lot of departments here at Schreiber, and we'll give you a quick rundown for each one.
Alright, we'll start with the social studies. All freshmen has to take Global 1, and there's an optional honors project where you write a research paper, and you can receive extra points for the GPA.
Third, we have math. Most of you already know what level math class you will be going into. There are honors level, integrated, and regular mathematics.
All freshmen has to take freshman studies 1 and 2, and each fresh English class you'll find, unless you take the APs, is one semester each. So you may have new teachers every semester. There's an optional honors project available each semester in which you work with your teacher to develop a highly developed project.
For you all taking science, all freshmen must take biology as their first year science course. There are two levels, honors and regents.
And all high school students must take a gym class. There are very few options available for freshmen, but see your guidance counselor for more information because there may be some available classes out there for freshmen.
For business, there are some elective classes you can take as a freshman from business classes. One of them is word processing.
In the tech department, freshmen can take DDP and architecture courses as their elective requirements.
Art and music and orchestra and band, along with elementary and intermediate levels of art classes, are also available.
All freshmen must take a health class that is a year long, which means only twice every 6 cycle days.
You can choose of 4 languages, Spanish, Italian, Latin, and French. It is best recommended that you continue your language of choice from Weber, or you can change your language if you wish to do so. There are 3 research programs at Schreiber, science, math, and social studies, that you can try out for. Keep an eye out during your midterm week for tests and interviews to join the prestigious program.
And one word about transcript. Your transcript will include all the classes that you have taken at Schreiber. That includes freshman classes. Therefore, it is best that you try your hardest in all of them so you can maintain a high GPA. And a word of note for honors and AP level courses. You will receive an extra boost to the GPA because of the difficulty of the coursework. Your college will only see your final grade, so don't give up if you mess up one quarter.
That's very interesting. There's a lot of classes you could take over here at Schreiber for all you freshmen listening. So we're going to have an open discussion now. Start off with Robbie. What classes do you recommend as an elective to take?
You know, you always have to have an art or a music in your to go on to college, so you definitely have to take art and music. I took art. I didn't really like it. I didn't like one of the teachers, so I went. Yeah, I'm done with that.
Yeah. What about you, Eddie? What did you take your freshman year?
I took band, and that filled up my music requirements.
So you recommend that to everyone listening?
It's a lot of commitment because there's a lot of marching. There's a lot of the football games you have to go to. And, I mean, I would recommend it if you're definitely into that. But, you know, if you don't have a lot of time, you have a lot of sports and you're going on, I recommend something else.
Yeah, I took art myself, and to be honest, I don't recommend it. I heard good things about, you know, music, DDP, all those fun classes, but...
You know, one thing that a lot of the freshmen that I meet ask is, why can't I take blah, blah, blah class? Well, that's because a lot of the freshmen actually have to take some of these required classes so that they can meet with the graduation requirements. I keep telling them, you know, it's, over the next few years, you'll be able to take, you know, great classes like radio, I believe, will become a freshman class. Is that right, Mr. Claff?
I cannot confirm or deny it, but I do have I have had a couple of freshmen who have taken radio. Not many, because we try to the class will book up because of the extreme popularity and the extreme popularity of the instructor in general, and therefore it does book up. But hey, I welcome freshmen. If you would like to join radio, come see me. At the very least, we can get you involved in the club, and we'll talk about clubs a little bit later. Why don't we take this time to introduce the members on our panel here. First, you just heard from Robbie and Eddie. Coming up next will be Andrew, as well as Andrew, who's working with you on your endeavor.
Sneaks.
Yeah, sure, whatever that means.
What's working with you?
Who's working with me? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to be working with Sneaks. We're going to be talking about scheduling.
All right, so Siegel, why don't you say hello to everybody? We'll introduce everybody.
He doesn't like to talk. He's a little shy, but give him a little shout-out, Daniel.
There we go. Daniel, a.k.a.
Yeah.
Smeegs, DJ Smeegs.
All right, great. Andrew, who else is on this panel?
Well, me and Smeegs, I said, are going to be talking about scheduling. Next, we got the beautiful only girl in our radio class, but she does think everyone should take it. She's going to be talking about clubs. And we got Rogan and Peter.
Yeah, but Mal, we got some for us. Mal, you're a junior, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to have a lot to say to the young lads coming in, because you'll be a senior when they're freshmen. As well as you said, Logan. Logan, why don't you say hello to the nice people out there?
Hello, nice people out there.
And Logan will be talking about sports. We also have Peter, who's going to be talking about sports.
Hello.
He's a little mean. Leave him alone.
All right, and let's see. We also have two special guests who are still working on their projects next to me here.
Oh, I didn't even write them down. I'm sorry. I didn't even see you guys there. We had Dan Miller and Eric Kaczynski also in the building.
Give a little head knows about the...
actually, our project's done. We're just we're working on enhancements to make it even better for our listening audience. Ain't that right, Eric?
Yeah, and also, I don't have a chair, mic, or headphones. Just throwing that out there.
Perfect, and we like to leave it that way. So, Arnstein, it's time to, let's look at, would be scheduling.
Scheduling, yes.
And take it away.
Alright, so, for all you future freshmen out there, we have one thing to say for you, and it's, you should be very scared for next year. Nah, we're just kidding, but for real, you should be very excited.
Use your mind a little bit and tell you about how scheduling works here at Schreiber.
First off, we'd like to let you know about the scheduling and how it works and the amount of classes you have to take.
Yep. Here we have 6 period schedules with a lunch. Also, depending on how many electives you take, you will have a certain amount of free periods in which you may choose to do work, go to the library, or just hang out with your friends in the cafeteria.
Yeah, it's really great to have a nice break throughout the day. One thing you guys must know is that freshmen cannot go off campus. I know it's tough, but I'll let you know on a little secret. There's no guards on Bogart. But I didn't say that to you, of course. I'm just kidding. But just remember Bogart.
Yeah, be sure to take advantage of the fact that you are able to choose your own electives. Be sure to pick something that you enjoy doing. Hopefully some of these tips that we tell you today, you give... thought and possibly take consideration into.
Of course, the views expressed are not necessarily those of WDOT or WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether your children should listen, and also if anybody should get in trouble for doing anything that that we or the DJs advise you to do. It's not our fault. It's your fault for listening.
Yeah, we have a very you're a very funny station.
Yeah, only listen to our good advice, not our bad advice.
And we're still not done talking about our scheduling.
Sorry, I just had to correct you with a little disclaimer.
All right. Also, there's actually limited electives, as Eddie and Robbie said, but some of the electives you could choose from are just the general music class, Music in Our Lives, drawing and painting, which consists of other art classes too. You got cooking, you got DDP, and a few other tech classes. And there's a whole list of other required electives that freshmen can take, but we don't have enough time to talk about on the show.
As well, only if you want to, you can go see your guidance counselor for many of the great choices and options you will be able to see and help with your decision that works for next year.
Yeah, it's a big recommended thing here, Tribe. Your guidance counselors are here for you, and they have the answers to all your questions. So with any scheduling issues or other problems, go to them. They will help you out, and that's what we recommend. You will be receiving a booklet in the mail that will give you a list of every single elective available in Schreiber. But seriously, we recommend you go to your guidance counselor.
Yeah, it's a great help. Well, it's been great helping you guys out, and hopefully you take some of our tips, and look forward to seeing all of you incoming freshmen next year.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year, and remember to go swimming on the fourth floor your first day. It's going to be great. Bring your bathing suit. That was funny. Ha ha ha.
There's no pool.
Stop giving bad advice.
That's Peter Daskis being mean, as usual. But, all right, I'm going to go over to my friend Schmeegs. What elective did you take freshman year?
Yeah, I actually took GDP. It's a tech class that you draw, like, it's a pre-architecture class. It was okay. I stopped it, came into radio this year. It's a great class. Anyone who wants to take it, you can if you want to.
Yeah, I've heard good things. And also, Schmeegs, do you, like, how has your guidance counselor helped you over your first 2 years at high school? And give everyone advice what to do. And
well, whenever you are stuck on really anything, but scheduling is what we're talking about right now, you just go to your guidance counselor. They pretty much know everything about your classes. They have your choices, and they figure out what's suitable for you. So I would go to my guidance counselor, and they'd help me make the best decision for myself.
Yeah, and if anyone else in this room, the cage or the table over there, has anything to say about scheduling, feel free to say it.
Christine, you have anything to say?
We had a shy bunch of kids over here.
Scheduling?
Daskis, you have something to say?
I note that you guys didn't talk about 4 and 4 and 2 at all.
Yeah, see, the reason I didn't talk about 4 and 4 and 2 is because I think it just makes people more complicated.
And
the kids coming in don't know what's going. They don't know what that is, so they're going to get confused.
They'll be advised. They'll be advised by their freshman orientation. I've been told at four and four two.
But we are the orientation. Yes. So Peter, why don't you tell everybody about 4142? That's why they're listening to this right now.
Well, 4142 is our lunch schedule. It's fourth period, but it's broken up into 3 half-hour periods. So you may have lunch 4-1, which means the first half hour you go and eat lunch. You may have lunch 4-2, which means the first hour you're in class. Or you may have 4 and 4-2 off, which means you have an hour and a half off. You're lucky. Go to the library. Do homework.
Or go to Bogart.
No. Stop giving bad advice. You're not allowed off campus. Don't go off campus.
If you want to.
Also, wait. Is my
opinion? Yeah, Mal.
If you're confused about pretty much anything that we're talking about, in your agenda, like on the first page, there'll be a schedule that says, it has, like, a place for you to write in your own schedule, and it'll say what time each period runs, and, like, you'll see that they overlap, and that might clear things up a little, and you can read about it, too. So if you need more information, you can go there.
Oh, thank you, Mal. That's good advice. Anyone else have anything to say before we switch gears over to clubs with Mal? I think that's it. So, Mal, take it away. Talk about clubs with these incoming freshmen.
Okay. Clubs are an important part of Schreiber life. It's best to find a good balance when it comes to clubs and activities. If you don't get involved enough, you can miss out on a valuable social and learning experience. But it's also important not to overwhelm yourself with activities and allow your schoolwork to slide. During your freshman year of high school, you might want to become involved in a few clubs and activities and decide what you're most interested in so you can pursue further involvement or leadership positions later on in high school, like if you want to run for an officer title. Leadership and dedication are important qualities when you're applying to jobs or later on when you're applying to colleges, so you might want to consider making it a goal to go for an officer position in a club eventually. Consistency is also a valued quality, so try to find a club you really like and stick with it for the rest of high school if you can. There are several ways you can get information on clubs you may be interested in joining. Every year, Schreiber holds a club fair at some point during the first semester. It's typically held in the gym, and there's usually tables in the lobby and outside, too. And you can walk around to the different stations and get information about membership opportunities. You can also look in the Schreiber agenda, like I said before, the list of clubs, and it'll also tell you who's in charge of each club. And there'll also be, like, for a lot of clubs, there's... I'm sorry, am I...
No, keep going. they're just thinking of something else. Mal, before you continue, let me ask you about clubs in the school. How many clubs have you joined in the school? I mean, you're a junior, you're looking to go to college. I mean, is this something that you, what percent of the clubs do you want to be in because you want to be in, or are students really in clubs for looking to pad their resumes?
Well, I mean, it depends. I think there are certain students that are in a lot of different clubs that they really don't care about individually. And, like, honestly, I don't think that's going to help you that much with college. Like, I think the best advice is to pick the clubs that you're really interested in and you want to stick with. And then if you're with them for all of high school and if you really, like, participate and get involved, like, that'll basically narrow your interest down so that colleges can see what you're really into. Don't just... Wow.
Mal, quick question. Also, is it true that the radio club is, like, known for being a very good club? I mean, I wouldn't know, but I heard it's very good. Is that true? Are you in it?
Yeah.
That's a great answer. Thank you. Now you're making me look stupid. Thank you, Mal.
Can you turn me on? Mal, let me ask you about clubs in general. I know that there's a lot of sign-in sheets and stuff like that. I mean, what percent of kids at the clubs that you are a part of, are they there 100% of the time, or do you find that there's lacking attendance, and do they get credit for the club if they're not there all the time?
Well, a lot of clubs, like, have a policy where you're allowed to miss maybe, like, you're allowed to miss some of the meetings, like, depending on the club, maybe one in a month or even, like, you know, more or less than that, depending on the teacher, but... I mean, you really have to ask your teacher. Like, first of all, you should try to be committed, but if you feel like you have conflicts sometimes, you really have to ask the teacher, like, is it worth it for me to try to be in this club if I'm going to miss, you know, this week and...
So for an incoming freshman, how many clubs do you recommend? Like, how many can you juggle at one time?
I mean, I would say, like, it really depends what your interests are, but, personally, I wouldn't recommend more than, like, maybe two or three. I don't know.
Three's a lot.
Yeah.
So, Mal?
Kind of a lot. Yeah.
Which would you say is better, being in four clubs and being an officer in one, being an officer of one, or being an officer in two clubs?
I really can't answer that question. First of all, I'm not really an authority on that, and second of all, I don't think it makes much of a difference. I mean,
good answer.
I was thinking maybe we could all go around, like, starting with Robbie and maybe making our way around here, and we could all say what clubs we're in, if any, besides radio, since we're all in radio club here.
That's a good idea, because we have 10 different people from that. One of the cool things about radio is that it's a very kind of diverse, interested people. Like, I get musicians, I get art, I get people who just aren't really artistic at all, and there are other people who are athletes. So why don't we do that? Let's start. Robbie? You're a sophomore, correct?
I'm a sophomore. Last year, I'm not in any clubs this year.
You're in radio.
She said not to mention that one, though.
I understand.
All right, so last year I was in SAD, which is Students Against Destructive Decisions. And, I don't know, I went to that a couple times. It was an occasional thing. I don't know, it worked out. But this year I didn't take anything. But, yeah, that's about it.
Siegel?
This year I'm in Radio Club, of course, and Key Club. I did try newspaper taking pictures, but just didn't have time for it. So Key Club's definitely a good club to try out, meets once a week, and definitely go for radio if you want to.
Peter?
I'm a junior. I'm in the Letter Club besides the Radio Club, and that's really fun. If you play a sport, then you can be in the Letter Club. It's all athletes in the school who want to be in a club. They come together. We do fundraisers. We go to the elementary schools, teach them about Weber, and then we have fun day at the end of the year. We run that, so it's a good time.
Logan?
Except for Radio Club, I did Key Club, which is a very giving back to the people club, like more community service and stuff like that.
Eric?
I'm in FBLA, which is you do like a whole lot of fundraisers. And
What does it stand for?
Oh, I'm sorry. Future Business Leaders of America Club. They meet like once a week in the morning, and I don't know, it's pretty fun.
And Mr. Miller?
Oh, I don't get one.
I was in SAD with Robbie last year. That was a pretty good club. I also joined probably every club this year. Went to those for about a month, and then I haven't really followed up on that. So if you're gonna do a club, just don't join all
don't
of them.
Do
it,
that.
It doesn't help at all.
And our host, Mr. Arnstein.
Also in Key Club, like Daniel and Rogan are. It's a good club. And I know a lot of people just do it so it looks good, but you should do it if you want to actually give back to the community, like Logan said. It's a good thing. You need 11 hours worth of community service to fulfill your hours in the class, and it's a good club.
All right, Mal, do you have anything else from clubs?
I'm an FBLA 2, Future Business Leaders of America. Dr. Herring runs that. You can talk to him about it if you want to. And I'm an officer this year. So, well, I was elected this year, so I'll be an officer next year. And I'm also, I like music. I'm in the process of trying to start my own club for next year, so hopefully that'll go through.
What club?
We'll see.
Can I ask you?
Yes, Matt.
It doesn't
we'd
have
like
a name
know.
Yet. It's a work in process.
So what would this club do, this unnamed club?
I want to recruit more volunteers for the ESL room and work on getting the ESL kids more incorporated into Schreiber life.
That's a great idea. Mal, you're a young politician. You will a young muckraker, if you will.
I like to think of myself as more of a diplomat, but okay.
Okay, you're a young diplomatic muckraker.
Thank you.
All right, Mal, great report from clubs, and I believe now we're going to switch gears, Mr. Arnstein, to what?
We have the unbelievable sports program over here at Schreiber that will be discussed with Mr. Rogan and Mr. Dacius. Take it away.
All right, I'm going to start. If I could be turned on, that'd be great. Okay, I'm going to start, and as most of you know, sports are a huge part of Schreiber life. Although not every team is extremely demanding, all sports contribute to the extraordinary subcultures of Port Paul D. Schreiber High. Every sports season, a purple form is required to try for a sport. This form is really important so the nurses can file all the paperwork and make sure everyone's accounted for. To try out for a sport, a student must be prepared and ready to play on every tryout day. According to a gym coach, unnamed, sports are imperative to the continuation of social life and dignity in the school. Without sports, we would have to rely on the supremacy of our academic decathlon team to bring pride to our school. Not that I don't like the academic decathlon team, that's a quote. Okay. I agree with this statement because sports are really important to our life. So freshmen, try out for our teams and show the coaches what you really can do. But back to the forms. A green form and a white form are needed for the first sport you try out for in a year, in addition to the aforementioned purple one. These are to notify the nurse that you are physically fit and ready for action. As a member of both the bowling and golf teams, I enjoy the lighter side of Schreiber sports, with two of the most fun sports, in my opinion. Welcome to Schreiber, and now I'm going to turn over to Logan. Have some fun out there.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to say first that I think, if I'm correct, that our sports teams have won 2 years in a row the Sportsmanship Award. Is that right, Peter?
That's correct.
I think?
Yes,
that is
correct.
That is correct. I think that's the first time in Long Island that's ever happened.
It's
I'm
also
not
correct.
Sure. But okay. A few examples of the coaches that do our sports are Mr. Travis, who is a science teacher, is our varsity coach. He very knowledgeable. He helps mostly with the doubles players, and he knows what he's talking about. The JV tennis coach is Mrs. Coloris, who works in the elementary schools. The lacrosse coach is Mr. Mascheretti, and he is one of our gym teachers.
Worst.
What?
Nothing.
Our varsity baseball coach is Mr. Greeny and Mr. Delgaze. There are only some of the coaches at Schreiber. These are only some of the coaches at Schreiber. I, for one, play JV tennis, and our coach, Mrs. Cloris, who is an okay tennis player, makes us play other people on the team about the same level, not only to get better, but to also see who is better, to see who starts on the team and unfortunately sits on the team. Everyone makes the JV tennis team most of the time, but only 20 to 22 kids are allowed to go on the varsity team. In 2009, our varsity tennis team won the Division II conference, and now in 2010, our Schreiber High School team is now going to be in Division I, and we have high hopes for next year. On our track team, we have some people that do really well in states and even do go to nationals. One example is Marco Bertolotti, is one example of this. He is getting recruited by many colleges and probably getting a scholarship of some sort. As you can see, we are very good at many sports and hope to get better. So, that's it.
That was riveting, Logan.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Who's been on a sports team this year or any previous year that you've been in Schreiber, and tell me about your experience on that team.
Now. Well, freshman year I did cross country, which is really fun with Mrs. Cooper. And, well, Ms. Cooper, actually. And this year I did winter track and spring track with Oker and McMahon and Coach Reese. So
you're a well-rounded track athlete.
Well, I mean, I've done 3 seasons during high school, so I'm not really, you know.
No, you're well-rounded.
Okay.
Robert, have you played any sports?
Yeah, I've been playing lacrosse for two years on this team. And, JV team's not so good, but varsity team's pretty good.
Why don't you let the incoming freshmen know just how much of a time commitment do you find lacrosse to be?
It's about 5 days a week. Sometimes we have Saturday practices or sometimes even morning practices. You pretty much got to be around all the time.
So I know it's a very popular sport, but it's also a major time commitment. Seagull, see how diverse we are as athletes here. Seagull, you are a tennis player?
Throughout high school, I've been playing for the tennis team. It's a lot of fun. We have a couple kids here on it. We got Logan and Eric, I guess. Eric? I'm kidding. If you want to check it out, you can. It's a lot of fun.
It's good fun. Peter, you're on a few sports teams.
Yeah, I'm on the varsity bowling team in the winter and the varsity golf team in the spring.
Wait, I think people think you're kidding when you say varsity bowling team.
No, actually, I am on the varsity bowling team. It's tons and tons of fun. I highly recommend bowling. It's basically you just go out with a couple of your friends and you go bowl.
Do you guys do a lot of calisthenics for that?
Yeah, we do sprints in the parking lot. We got to keep in shape.
You got to run to the snack bar.
Yeah,
get fries.
Well, Mr. Hagel's the coach, so you know how much he loves to running.
All right.
But also, during the winter, I play varsity hockey, which is not directly related to the school, but we are the Vikings, and we play in the high school league because of insurance issues.
How many kids are playing hockey in the school?
Last year, we had a good 20 kids that were on the roster, but about 12 or 13 showed up every game. So it's a good number for our school.
So no matter your sport, we'll probably find something that you enjoy here at Schreiber. Miller, you're on the volleyball team.
Yeah, I was the I joined the team freshman year. That was fun, JV volleyball, and I became the captain this previous season. It is it's a fun team. Definitely go join. I mean, volleyball. If you want to, if that's what you do. You know, go ahead, join if you want to. But we really, you're kind of inside all the time, so that's a benefit and it's a downer. But you don't really run that much, so, I mean, it's not track.
And DJ Arnstein, baseball.
Yeah, I've been on the Port Washington Schreiber High School junior varsity baseball team.
Thank you for clearing up the Schreiber High School part of it.
Yeah, and we had two successful seasons the last two seasons. We've only lost 6 games in the last two seasons. And one thing I got to tell you guys is it's a very big time commitment. It's 6 days a week no matter what. 3 hours a day. You won't get home from an away game until sometimes 9:30 at night. So if you're not into the whole time commitment thing, definitely I wouldn't play. You have to give up all your vacations.
What about practice? What time are you home from practice?
Practice on a weekday, I'll get home around 6:45. It's very time-consuming.
You guys take buses to fields, right?
Yeah, it's sad in this town. We don't have a field at Schreiber, so we take a bus to Guggenheim Elementary School.
So what time does a practice start by the time you get there?
Well, I say usually we start warming up maybe 4:10.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really sad that we don't get to play at the school.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with the random tips. I am a little scared of what they're going to say. Random tips to freshmen.
Thank you, guys.
From DJs Miller and Kaczynski. We'll be right back after this.
My heart beats like crazy. My palms sweat. My vibrations become intense.
Katie Jensen is under the influence of Tom, her volunteer drum teacher.
That sounds great, Katie.
Spending one afternoon a month with kids like Katie, Tom helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
What's this student? We are back here on WDOT, Port Washington Radio, 5:30 a.m. You're on the dot, and I don't know why I just said that, but we have random tips now coming from two sophomore students at Schreiber High School. We got DJ Dan Miller and DJ Eric Kaczynski. Take it away, guys.
So you're a freshman, and
you're coming into the school, and the first thing that happens when you get into the school, it's going to be like September, summer, it's going to be pretty hot, so you're going to be sweating, so just take note, the library has air conditioning, but...
That it does.
Remember to bring work, because you'll get kicked out if you talk. My friend actually leads the league in library ejections with 8 so far this year. Also, they don't supply textbooks, so BYOTB.
Yeah, I think that 8 is a new record, actually. Alright, I don't know. Let's say that you're walking through the hall. Remember that the hall isn't some crazy disco. Keep those Walkmen in your backpack until you arrive in the cafeteria, commons, or the library.
And speaking of commons, Eric, did you know that they have candy up there?
I did, and I know that you like to go there more than I do.
Hey, what?
Actually, half the time, that's why we're late for radio.
Half the time.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I'm sorry, I had to announce it.
Next
tip. Alright, as a wise sophomore once said, do your homework. That sophomore was Morgan Quigley.
Also, if you're going to play sports, we just talked about playing sports, you have to hand in your purple forms, and you're going to want to hand them in early. You won't be able to try out for your sport if you aren't cleared.
You got to be on that list. That's what's hood. Alright, trust me, write down your gym locker combo somewhere, just not on your locker, because that will not end good for your stuff. Because I know I've forgotten my locker combo after I come back from vacation. That happens to me all the time. So just write it down somewhere.
Yeah, don't leave anything valuable in your locker. I don't want to scare you, but your locker's going to be broken into.
Yeah, probably.
So definitely don't leave anything you wouldn't want stolen.
That's why they actually have a sign clearly up there which says, no valuables permitted in the locker room.
Yeah. Also, the guidance office people, they're really friendly. And sometimes they have lollipops or like bagels and stuff.
Yeah.
It's also air conditioned in there.
That's true. If you want to take a shortcut to get around all the traffic in the main hallway, go right through the guidance office.
Yeah, we call it the science hall block party.
Mm-hmm.
Because it blocks the hallway.
Yep.
Ah.
All right. Don't forget to sign in if you are first off. You will get a detention.
And what else, dude? Oh, Eric, this was also yours.
Oh, yeah. You probably... Why? Who's laughing? Why? But that's just a bad thing to put in the background. Okay. Alright,
At you, not with you, Kuczynski. Let's
This is a quote, actually, from a freshman. Walk... If you're going to go off campus, walk off with shades on. I'm just quoting this. Then take them off when you're coming back and put on your hood instead. This way, you think that you are fooling the guards.
And last but not least, remember when you get to Schreiber, you really should try your hardest, because colleges will look very closely to see how you transition from middle school to the big HS. And that's not funny.
That's true.
I was trying to be very serious. If you want to throw a laugh track, don't sext.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. So, any other random tips? Let's all get back into our microphones here, because I'm sure that you all have random tips. And right now, Mel, she's jumping out of her seat to tell me a random tip. Mel, what do you got?
If you have off periods and you want to take a nap, the best place to do that is the nurse's office. If you want to go there and sign in, they have a room where you can sleep. Or if you don't have a legitimate reason, you just want to take a nap, you can go to the cubicles in the library. Yeah.
All right. Anybody else? Logan. Has a tip. Go ahead, Logan. Hold on. Let me put your mic on first.
You're not on yet. You're not on yet.
You're on one. Okay, go ahead.
If you get tank and you're very mad, do not make your teacher more mad, because then you'll get more tank.
More mad.
That's a brilliant, brilliant tip. So
it's called logics.
More mad.
Also, on the tank itself, it clearly says no visitors and
no permite.
No se permite visitan
ni visitas.
So, yeah.
Also, I'd like to say, back to what Daniel said, Daniel Miller.
Lanny.
Don't leave anything valuable in your lockers. There have been many cases of things getting stolen. Like myself, I got my iPod stolen from the gym locker room.
Well, especially gym lockers. Especially gym lockers.
The majority of the people in this room have, so you really don't want to keep your stuff in your lockers. That's my word of advice.
anybody else have any other? All right. Well, we're going to thank all of our wonderful information that we got today for many of our DJs.
Best believe it.
And if you're coming into Schreiber High School in the next few, it would be a couple of months, right? Arnstein, give them your last final bit of advice for all these incoming freshmen.
All right. Like I said in the beginning of the show, everyone should come into this high school with a lot of confidence. No one be nervous, and everything will be great. All right, that was Robbie. But seriously, just be confident and have a good summer, everyone.
All right, you've been listening to WDOT Port Washington. You're on the dot, and hopefully we'll see you, if you are a freshman, in the radio club next year.